Now, Auckland Airport is battening down the hatches ahead of tonight's apparent, predicted downpour. The trouble is that it's supposed to come while repairs are still underway to all of the equipment damaged when the terminal flooded on Friday. Carrie Hurihanganui is Auckland Airport CEO. Hi, Carrie.
Kia ora, good evening.
Do you expect you're going to have to cancel any flights?
Well, ultimately, cancellation of flights goes with the airlines, but certainly we're doing everything that we can to ensure that we're ready for tonight and mitigate any issues, but it does remain to be seen depending on what comes through.
So what are you doing? Are you sandbagging?
We are actually quite substantially. We've got them available to us, I should say, Heather. We've got 600 sandbags, two. They're called sucker trucks, which in effect, removes the water. All drains have been checked and cleared from debris from Friday's episode. We've got engineering teams on site. We've got stretchers, blankets, etc. So we are prepared in the event something happens this evening, but clearly we hope that it doesn't.
What actually went wrong on Friday? Were the drains just overwhelmed?
Well, I think if you look at just the volume of rain that came down, whatever it was, 75% of the total summer period in 15 hours, the Auckland region declaring a state of emergency. So it was really literally the roads on State Highway 20A were flooded right through, the precinct, and therefore it came through. So, the systems in Auckland clearly haven't needed to contend with that level of water previously.
Okay. So in terms of the cancellations, the airlines, as you say, cancelled. Does the airport not have any say at all as to whether it considers that the weather is okay and it's safe to land on the runway?
Yes, absolutely, Heather. So in terms, if it was deemed that, and we have done, if there is too much water on the runway that makes that a risk, we will advise airlines and they will either redirect, divert, or otherwise. Similarly, if the terminal, if we thought that was unsafe or similar to Friday night.
And so what's your feeling? What's your vibe? Do you look at tonight's predictions and go, yeah, I'm probably going to have to do that?
It's really hard to know, Heather, as far as, quite often you get the forecast and it doesn't come through as heavily as the forecasting. But as I say, we've been working around the clock to ensure that we are prepared should it eventuate.
Yeah. If it was to happen again, and let's all cross our fingers that it doesn't, what are you going to do with the people in the terminal?
Well, unfortunately, nobody, I think, looks forward to spending an evening in an airport or longer than they need to. But we are prepared with stretchers, blankets, water. You've got the retailers there, so we will put them up, because if they were to become stranded like they were on Friday night, we want to ensure that a safety first, that their welfare is in place, but obviously making it as comfortable as possible in those circumstances.
Yeah, fingers crossed it doesn't happen. Hey, Carrie, thank you for that. Appreciate your time. Carrie Hurihanganui, Auckland Airport CEO. This is rough, by the way, because of the Auckland flooding. It looks like some Kiwis will be stranded in Samoa until possibly February 25. So one guy said his flight was cancelled on Saturday. Now that's the 28th of January. Air New Zealand rebooked him on a flight from Apia to Auckland February 25. Which is nearly a month later. And the problem is there are no seats on direct flights available until February 25. Now, there is the possibility that some people might be able to upgrade, I guess, get into the business class. That'll get snapped up pretty quickly. Can also possibly go via Fiji. But what's worse for this guy is that he's desperate to get home because his house is under a foot of water in Auckland and the car has been written off, and never mind the cost, of course, of a month's worth of hotels.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.